Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you. Hey, Summer, do you know that Boris Johnson was accused of having a secret affair which lasted for 4 years?
What? Boris Johnson?You mean the Prime Minister of UK?
Exactly. A woman claims that she had a relationship with the Prime Minister.
Oh my, what a bombshell. 这应该算一个爆炸性新闻了吧？这个爆炸性新闻就是 bombshell. 所以这个 Boris Johnson, 就是英国现任的首相,被爆出来啊,有一段长达四年的婚外情, having an affair.
Right, and just a few days ago, another bombshell was dropped that Matt Gaetz, a representative in America,was under investigation for his illegal drug use and sexual misconduct.
就是说又有一位美国的政治家也被爆出丑闻了是吧? Illegal drug use 就是非法使用毒品, sexual misconduct 就是私生活也特别乱。所以为什么欧美政坛真的感觉最近又挺乱的哦?
And this is Matt. He cast himself as a diehard Trump supporter. So, you know,This is not that surprising.
这个丑闻主人公呢就是 Matt, 他还是特朗普的死忠粉对吧
Right, so I think today we can talk about that.
Okay, 所以今天呢和大家来聊一聊美国政坛的这件丑闻呀。如果大家想拿到今天的学习笔记呢，欢迎到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Okay, so this scandal is about Matt Gaetz.So first, let's talk about who he is.
Okay, so he's an American lawyer and politician serving as the U.S. representative for Florida's 1st Congressional District. He's been doing that since 2017.
Oh, a lot of big words. Let's get to them one by one. So, he's a lawyer and politician. 首先这两个身份还是好理解的。Lawyer 就是律师 ,politician 就是政客政治家。然后有个关键词你其实前面也讲到了就是 representative 这个不是就是代表吗 What does that mean?
To know what that means we need to get a few things straight first Do you know the United States Congress?
Congress, yeah, this one I know 就是美国三权分立嘛其中一权就是国会议会负责立法的然后这个国会就是 Congress
Right, it's the name of the group of people who are elected to make lawsAnd in the U.S., the Congress consists of two parts, the Senate and the House of Representatives.
I see. 突然上起了政治课。就是国会呢是由两个部分组成的，一个是参议院 Senate， 还有一个是众议院 House of Representatives。所以从这个名字就能看出来，组成这个众议院的议员就叫做 Representative.
So you can tell by its name, right?
Yeah.
The House of Representatives.So Matt Gaetz is a representative working for the lawmaking organization.
懂了，我们刚刚说 Matt, 他正好也是律师嘛，所以成为这个众议员是为美国的立法机关工作。他的职位就是 representative, 在政治中呢，意思就是众议员了。
Yeah, and this word can be shortened as a rep, R-E-P, rep.
对，我们说销售代表啊，就是 sales representative, 但是也可以简写成 sales rep.所以这个 Matt, 他真的就是知法犯法他应该是最懂法的人但是自己却明目张胆在这里违法。
How ironic is that?
Yeah.
And you know what got him into the investigation in the first place? A sexual relationship with a 17-year-old and paid for her to travel with him, which could violate federal sex trafficking laws.
就是说他一开始被调查是因为和一个未成年的女孩发生了关系是吧?在美国这个就是违法的而且呢他还跨越这种州际线到其他的州参与这个性交易那这就更严重了 So it violates federal sex trafficking laws
Right, so now he's in a sex trafficking inquiry Trafficking here means the activity of taking people to another state or country and forcing them to work.
这个 trafficking 是一个和犯罪相关很高频的词汇。我们都知道 traffic 表示交通运输，对吧？它可以做一个动词，意思就是非法的交易，属于那种很严重的犯罪了。比如说贩毒就是 drug trafficking.
Not just that, he was once accused of creating a game in which he and his male colleagues would score their sexual conquests.
A scoring game? Like how?
How they get points for sleeping with different women, and the harder the woman is to get, the more points they get.
就是恶臭的游戏啊。他和他的同事们还创建一个这样子的游戏，睡一个女生然后就能得分，越难睡的得分越高，所以怪不得他有个绰号，好像是叫变态马特。 No wonder he's called Creepy Matt.
And you know what other allegations he's involved in? Like misused state identification records, converted campaign funds for personal use, accepted as a bribe, and many other things.
劣迹斑斑，只能说这四个字了。所以说除了刚刚讲那些，他还伪造假身份，挪用公款，接受贿赂等等等等。不过我猜 Matt 他自己应该是否认的，对吧？ I mean, Matt denied all the allegations, right?
Of course. He said he was the victim and called the accusations wild conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy. 单词意思就是阴谋，所以他逃避责任，说这些指控都是政治对手的阴谋。太狡猾了啊。So what about his colleagues? What did they say?
You thought they would be surprised, but no, most of them remained silent. The one rep of Illinois even became the first Republican to call on Matt to resign.
就是同一个党的人都没有站出来替他说话的，足以见得他的名声和人气都太差了呀。大部分就是 remain silent, 保持沉默。还有个同事站出来说要 Matt 来辞职。用了这个 resign 这个单词 to resign.
But if the serious allegations are true, Matt would be removed from his committee assignments.
Yeah, just wait and see. 然后关于这个 Matt, 你前面还讲到他是特朗普的死忠粉，对吧？ He's a die-hard Trump supporter.
Right. Die-hard means very determined or loyal. Like we often say a die-hard fan.
对，这个词就相当硬核啊。Die hard, 中间有一个连字符，比如我们说死忠粉就是 a die hard fan or a die hard supporter.
Here we can also say he was one of Trump's most vocal allies during his term.
Most vocal ally?
Right. Vocal here has the same meaning as outspoken, meaning expressing opinions in a public and forceful way.
这个 vocal 就是发声的。Most vocal ally 就是发声最大，然后呢，最支持他的那个同盟，对吧？
Yeah, and once I saw in an article, they used the word virulent.
Virulent 这个单词我感觉是和病毒那个词是一个词根，对吧？ Virus 是病毒， virulent 就是剧毒的，致命的。
Yeah, yeah. It says during Matt's 4+ years in the House, Getz has been one of Trump's most virulent defenders.
这应该是反对派写的文章啊。这个 virulent 指的就是这种程度，也就是说他是特朗普的死忠粉。
Anyway, long before this bombshell came out, we knew what kind of person he was. So all of this is not that surprising. Just wait and see how it wraps up.
所以最后结果怎么样呢？我们就等待这个调查结果好了。
Well, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Okay, 那最后再告诉大家一个好消息啊。现在我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起来学习7天。这个活动呢，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，但是现在限量200个名额，所以想报名免费体验的，大家赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
Thank you so much for listening.This is Colin.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。